This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Every once in a while when we're doing other people's problems, we get something a little bit on the serious, heavy side. And this may or may not have to do with domestic violence.
Oh, no.
And Jody is looking for advice from all of us. Jody?
Hey.
Yay. Tell us what's happened.
So before all this craziness, I moved into a new apartment a few months back.
Okay.
And I'm having issues with a couple upstairs, my upstairs roommates or whatever, apartment mates.
What kind of issues are we talking about?
Yeah, they're fighting. And, like, I'm not a super nosy person. Like, I like to tend to let people, you know, do their own thing. But they're fighting, like, a lot.
You can't even ignore it.
Yeah, like, there's been a few times I'm pretty sure things have been thrown. You know, there's been, like, crashes upstairs. And I'm now, like, kind of worried about, you know, someone upstairs. I don't know, not to be, like, sexist, but maybe a woman. I don't know.
Have you seen her?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Not in a while. Cause like, I'm not really going outside much.
Right.
Okay. Like when I first moved in, I met them, but.
Why are you guys asking? Like, is she wearing like sunglasses now to cover black eyes?
Right. Or what? Just seeing if there's any sort of, or just acting weird or.
Have you guys had, like, you lived in apartments for, I barely lived in apartments, like, and just moved. I mean, you hear stuff through the wall, hear people fighting like that?
Yeah.
And you just mind your own business and go, that's their house? Or what do you do?
I usually crank up the TV or I pound on walls or, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about their safety at all.
Because
they're adults. Yeah.
Ooh.
If it slops over into my apartment, now we got a problem.
Okay. But can you understand the words they're saying, Jody? Or is it just,
no,
you just hear
it's
screaming?
Not that distinct. Okay. You know, yeah, I can just hear like raised voices. And like I said, a few things crashes. So
that, I mean, that's a sign of it getting physical, but like, I hate getting
police at all? Has anybody called the cops or?
You know? No. And I'm the direct, you know, I'm like right below them. Mm. They don't have anyone above them. You know, it's a corner, you know, apartment. So they're not actually really, you know, I don't know how much other people are hearing. I'm trying to say.
If the police get called, it's obvious who called.
There it is.
And like at that point.
And if he's that guy.
Oh man.
But if he's that guy, we need to protect the girl.
Exactly.
I do not like getting involved. But here's the weird dichotomy, because you and I feel the same, Steve. If you hurt a woman, you're scum.
Yeah.
But I can't tell if he, like, I,
right?
If
you,
I didn't
know.
Actually see it, so do I get involved until I see it? But you almost have to do something.
Mm-mm. You don't have to do anything.
I don't like that heart of the line. I mean, I understand it.
So every time we're in a building, we hear an argument. Oh, boy, it's definitely.
No, okay. I don't think that. But I think if it's sounding intense and there's crashes and.
Sure.
If it sounds physical.
Yeah, but either one of them know how to use
a phone,
though, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if I wasn't home as much as I am, like, I maybe not be hearing it as much and I may not think things, but. it's really like the crashes. I've lived in apartments. People fight, like whatever. And right. It's been worse. Like I've lived places where you were basically like in the room with them while they were having their fight, you know?
Right.
But it's just, like I said, it's like, it's the loud noises and the bangs. And I'm like, I'm torn, you know?
Yeah.
So you're 100% not get involved, Steve.
I would go as far as maybe call the building manager or the apartment manager or something just to get it on file or something. But yeah.
Well, to me, I'd almost like, I'm so passive aggressive that I'd like maybe hang out at the mailbox and wait to see her, like do something so I get the piece of evidence I need to see. Cause I don't want to be the guy who called. My parents were the people who called the police when neighbors got rowdy, and everybody in the neighborhood knew it was us. And then you just got that stank on you. It's like, they're the cop family. Yeah. And they're like, So I need.
But I know what you guys are thinking. If Jody doesn't call.
And something happens.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, how do you. Yeah.
Right. Then. Yeah. I feel super, super bad about, what I could have potentially done.
Call the building manager, put it on them. So if something worse happens, hey, manager, where were you on this one? That way you're free and clear, Jody.
Do payphones still exist? Can you call from a payphone somewhere? But either way, they'd still know you're the one who heard it.
Because you're the one that lives closest.
Yes. Amber, you're police or what are you doing?
I actually kind of like Steve's idea, but I think if you hear them again and it makes you feel uneasy and it's getting really intense, I might go that route. I mean, it's gotten so bad that you're calling us. So obviously it's like, you know, keeping you up and worrying you. So it's got to be intense enough that one of these times you're going to have to probably call.
And I do like the fact that, Jody, you're not calling to complain that these people are interrupting my lives.
Right.
You're doing it for them. Which
genuine concern for whomever might be getting hurt up there.
Yeah. And if they're mad, they're mad. I mean, you were trying to do the right thing and that, I don't know.
Here's the deal, Jody, and we've learned this through years of doing OPP. You already know what you want to do.
Yeah,
you called us. You just need us to like confirm it. So, what are you leaning towards? The police? Are you leaning towards butting out? What are you leaning towards right now?
Yeah, that's a good question, and you're right. I mean, I'm leaning towards police, but I really do like what you were saying about like calling the super and at least like giving them the benefit of the doubt to. Like giving them that first step of like, hey, people are noticing that like it's really rowdy. You know, I don't know.
I just think protect yourself first, Jody.
Because if he's a guy who hits women, we're all going stereotypes, he's like, I know who called the police.
We kind of have to.
He's hitting a woman he supposedly loves. It's no problem thumping the neighbor from downstairs.
In fact, he'll relish someone new.
Right.
Really? I feel like he probably would only hit person he's closest to.
Wow.
As a person who
I'm sure it depends on the person. You
right.
know?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely.
And also maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe they're into like some like weird kinky stuff.
You never know.
They're tossing stuff around the apartment.
Yeah, you don't know, I guess.
All right, Jody. We're going to see if we can get people to agree with you. I don't like the hard line of not doing anything, but I don't like getting involved.
Because then it's you don't know the repercussions of that.
I wish she would have like seen them at some point to kind of just like gauge to see how her vibe is. You know, she seems scared or something. I don't know.
Because right now it's 100% circumstantial evidence. I hear yelling and crashing.
Right.
But that's what we're going.
It could be. Could be trying to build IKEA furniture.
You know,
and it's frustrating as hell.
Yeah.
And it's like the stuff falls over after you build. I mean, or he could be a super violent, terrible person who she needs protection.
Or maybe she's throwing stuff at him.
Yeah.
And we all just chose the gender of being that way. But if you can help her out, should she get involved, butt out, or something in between? Michael?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, we can't assume that it's a guy, you know? There are crazy women out there.
That's true.
You know, there are. And second, if you've ever been in trouble with the law, there's no need to call the cops. I mean, you could possibly ruin someone's life off one phone call.
Yeah, you don't know.
I would go to the building manager and maybe do it. Definitely don't call the cops. That's just, I've been in trouble and that's not fun. No matter what they do.
But if you've been in trouble with the law, maybe maybe don't throw things around your apartment. Whether it's your girlfriend.
It's your apartment, though. I get it. But who are you to say what goes on in my apartment? Whether it be making this or yelling at that, I still pay. You don't have to call.
I know, but I live. I live underneath you, man, there's a courtesy thing where I'm not going to blast my music up.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can come talk to me directly. You don't have to call the cops or anything. You can come to me about your problem.
So then
we can fix it.
So then Jody should go to her, like pull her aside
and talk to them first. Yeah. Don't just, I mean, I get it. I mean, something's got to change. You can't have domestic violence, no matter what it is. That's unacceptable for sure.
But you made great
maybe
points.
Go find out what they're doing. I mean, you don't automatically need to call the cops. Find out what's going on. If you see evidence of domestic violence, then for sure, heck
then
yeah.
Get them. Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely.
Thank you for the call, Michael.
Great. Yeah.
I'm a little afraid of if you approach them and go, hey, what's going on in your apartment?
I was thinking.
If he is the violent one, then he's just going to go dark. It's going to start like choking her, doing things with less crash. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, good point. And if she pulls the woman aside and go, are you okay? She could just lie and go, no, we're fine. We're everything's. I
mean, you know.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, it feels like I don't know, that just, then she's really getting involved, even more so than I think making a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Shannon?
Yes.
What do you think?
Hi, yeah. Oh, sorry. Hi, yai.
Yai.
So I definitely think that she should call. Being on the opposite end of that many years ago, I can say that I appreciated when somebody called for me.
Wow.
So somebody finally heard it happening to you and called.
Yeah. Yes. Had it not been for the cops showing up, I don't know what would have happened. And with the COVID and the escalation of domestic abuse because of people having to stay, I definitely think she should call.
So you
even
could,
if it's anonymously.
But you couldn't call for yourself, but you think that somebody else stepped up and
oftentimes, no, he would take the phone so that I couldn't call.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sorry. That's probably the most convincing argument we're going to hear today, for sure.
I think, yeah, I'm like, I don't think it gets any more.
Even if you're wrong,
you're okay,
worst case,
Shannon.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Shannon. Megan.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should call the police.
Why?
I was in a relationship when I was 18 years old with a very abusive man. It started out in the home, and it got worse to where basically I decided to leave him after 3 years when he tried to kill me in a King Supers parking lot.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Wow. I'm sorry I went through all that. Yikes.
So, but someone else called then? Someone else stepped up and...
His mother called.
Wow.
His mother's the one that called.
And saved you.
Why were you afraid to call? Did you just think if you got caught calling, he'd hurt you more? Or why didn't you call?
Now being outside of it and looking at it from the outside now, I really think that he beat me down mentally so hard that I truly didn't believe that I deserved anything else.
Dang,
oh my gosh.
Megan.
It's a hard situation to get out of, and I don't envy anybody. And I tell you what, because of that situation, it has made me so much stronger as a person that anytime I hear or see anything, I immediately step up and help.
That phone call changed your life.
Changed my life. Saved my life.
Wow. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
I don't know how to tell you guys this. We have a ton more calls we could get to. We're only going to get to, but almost all of them are women who've been in this position, which infuriates me to a level that I don't even like. If you're a dude and you're hitting women, call the police on yourself.
Amen.
Tool. Lori.
Yay.
You've been in this position as well.
Yes, unfortunately. And honestly, I'm just learning to try to give it a voice and speak up because I feel that will help people. Instead of I've hit it for so many years and it's not right, but I will tell you, I was the person on the top floor condo, and I wish somebody would have went to the police on my behalf.
Oh my
I prayed
gosh.
Somebody would, because at the time when you're in it, I mean, it's okay out of it. You're like, oh, why don't they just call, blah, blah, blah. But when you're in it, you can't think that logical. You're just trying to make sure you're safe.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Definitely. Don't stand still. Call, call, call. And if you're wrong, who cares?
What's because the worst thing that happens if you're wrong?
So you're wrong.
Now he's suspected of something that he didn't do.
But the police will, like, if she says I'm fine, then, but I mean, to let her live in a prison of abuse is, thank you for the call.
Thanks for sharing.
To everybody who's on the phone and whatever, more help, more stories, go to this, our Facebook page. I can't believe this. Did we flip you, Steve? Like, at the beginning of this, you were 100%.
I'll call and run in the other direction.
That's what I do.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.